I got out of the pool and headed to the changing rooms, showered and naked in the cubicle, my wet swimming costume hanging over the door, a steady dropping rhythm as the water falls. There was a knock. Hey, you okay? Yeah. You'll let me in? And I did. Naked, I opened the door. You walked in, your shorts clinging to your thighs in a distinct outline of a semi. Can I help you? I said playfully. Well, I was thinking that we could help each other. Your dark eyes all over my body, coming to rest on my trimmed mound. Sit, he ordered me, as I sat on the cold, thin bench, my wet arse sticking to the plastic. You sat cross-legged in front of me and pushed my knees apart, looking up at me as you sank your face into my pussy, your tongue tracing the outline of my lips, and your fingers exploring the delicate folds of my cunt. What am I doing? I thought. This isn't me. But before I could say anything and stop the rhythm of your tongue against the hood of my clit just distracted me completely, and I found my hands resting on your head. I moaned appreciatively. Fuck. This was amazing, and I felt my cunt start to pulse. Two fingers inside me, your expert tongue drawing small circles around my clit. I felt the orgasm building, your bearded face nestled between my thighs, just tickling. I gripped the bench, and unable to stop now, I pushed my hips forward into you, back arched, feeling my cunt flood coating your fingers and tongue. I came so hard, but you didn't stop. Looking up at me, I could see your hand on your cock, rubbing it in time with the stroke of your tongue on me. You stood up, presenting me with your huge cock, and I took the head in my mouth, tasting the bead of pre-cum. Now stand up and turn around. I duly obliged. You pushed my back, making me rest my forearms on the plastic bench that was wet already with my juices. I felt the head of your hard cock pressing against my cunt and took a deep breath as you thrust into me. The fullness was almost painful, the long, hard strokes filling every inch of me. You moaning behind me, the deep, rumbling moan, a sound that sends a tingle down my spine. The changing room door swung open suddenly and the sound of footsteps echoed around. I panicked. You covered my face and stuck your thumb in my mouth, holding me firmly round the waist and increased your pace. My cunt gripped your cock tighter as I came again, my knees buckling beneath me, your strong arms holding me up as you pounded me, feeling your grip tighten as you moaned louder, your hot cum released inside of me, our combined juices running down my leg as you pulled out. Panting and exhausted now, you spin me round and whisper in my ear, well, that was as good as I imagined it would be. And we both laughed as we caught our breath. Now get out, I said, winking at you. Well, I see you tomorrow.